Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut and WTIC News Talk 1080. Because good things happen in communities that care.
Little bit of a change. Change is always good. You know, we've been outside of the studio now for a couple of years. United Way, we've been actually doing the program remotely with them for the longest time until finally our folks over here being very careful with Odyssey coast to coast, making sure that everything was just right. COVID numbers were just right before they started letting people come back in. So once they said, you know, the last show, I said, well, isn't it time? Can't we get Community Connections back in? And they said, definitely. So you're about to meet our guest, and that's Maura Cook is our Senior Director of Marketing and Engagement of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. Now, for those of you who may have remembered when Paulie Gilberto was here, really what goes on is Maura and I kind of like bat it back and forth. So when I get things wrong, she'll correct me. She's kind of like, you know, they kind of co-host the show with me. And her special guest is Dave Soule, who's the client executive principal at Smith Brothers, because we're going to be talking all about homelessness. There's some great things happening in that world, but still it's such a struggle out there. So without further ado, let's say good morning to Maura. And how are you, Maura?
I'm great, Steve. I'm so happy to be back in the studio. Thanks for having us.
Isn't it great? Yeah. I mean, did the valet out there yet, or you had to park your own car?
Yeah, today, but you know, it's all good.
Well, I don't think we're letting the parking thing go back in yet. So Maura, give us a little bit of an idea. Bring us up to speed with what's going on with the United Way before we introduce our guest. How's everything going?
Yeah, everything's going really well. We're excited to, you know, just like you and us all here today, we're excited to be getting back out in person, planning lots of volunteer events for this spring and lots of special fundraising events, including the one we're going to talk about today that's all focused on addressing and preventing homelessness.
You know, it's interesting because I have met, and I was talking to Annie the other day, and Annie is the executive producer that pulls all this stuff together so we can be here. She's with the United Way. And we're just talking about some of the people that I've met along the way, and it seems like there's some great inroads being made, but there's still some areas where we've really been lacking in the world of homelessness. So overall, with the United Way, what are just some of the services that you're able to provide and help people out? Because you never know. I mean, sometimes it's just a paycheck and you can be out on your butt. So what are some of the services that you provide with the United Way?
Right. So, you know, Connecticut is really a leader in the work around addressing homelessness. We've made so much progress over the last few years, and thanks to the great work of so many partners that really come together and address homelessness in a coordinated way. At United Way, we really focus on a few main areas in our work around homelessness. So the first is in making investments in programs that provide emergency shelter to folks who find themselves homeless. So wanting to make sure that people who don't have a place to go have somewhere that they can receive shelter, food, and also case management, right, to get them into ultimately stable housing. The second way is in preventing homelessness from ever happening, right? So we work with partners across our region on efforts around shelter diversion. So if someone is about to become homeless because they haven't been able to pay their utility bills, maybe they're living with family and they have some challenging circumstances, right? We try to use funding to help people avoid homelessness altogether, because if we can do that even once for a family, odds are higher that they will never, you know, slip into homelessness. So we really focus with our partners on those two areas. And so we were really proud that this past year, you know, we had more than 1,500 people avoid homelessness through our shelter diversion efforts that we fund.
Really?
1,500,
wow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And more than 1,000 received emergency shelter. And of course, the pandemic threw a wrench, you know, into some things, but our partners worked so hard to find really creative ways to keep people housed or in shelter if they needed that.
You know, I want to just drop in there because I was mentioning this to Annie. I deal with some different people in some of the different shelters, and it was really something when COVID hit. People didn't realize that the shelters had to close in many cases, and they had to find places for all these homeless people to live as far as like motels, hotels, and everything. That was quite a challenge to take that all on.
Right. So, you know, imagine what we all went through with social distancing, with people, you know, contracting COVID-19 early on in the pandemic and having to quarantine or self-isolate. If you're living in an emergency shelter, you know, that's really challenging, right? So a lot of our emergency response funds during the early stage of the COVID-19 pandemic really were focused on some of our partners in homelessness and shelter, because we had to find other places for folks to go. And even when shelters were able to operate safely, they could not have the capacity, right, that they had prior to the pandemic, because you had to have places for people who were ill to isolate and things of that nature. So our partners did an amazing job. Funding from so many organizations, you know, including the group that we're going to talk about today, really helped find good solutions for people during a really challenging time.
You know, maybe before we jump here and then we'll bring in our guest. I always look for the good stuff, you know, and we always do find that, because I did a lot of different things during COVID, and that was just because you get crazy, you know. Mm-hmm. And I worked with some different organizations and got to see some of the things that really go on out there. And I think a lot of people don't realize that a lot of it starts with not being afraid to ask. Mm-hmm. And ask for help, and understanding that you guys on your side, and also I worked in Newington a lot with the food bank over there and with human services. Mm-hmm. and they're so discreet, you know, and just saying, hey, it happens to everybody. And geez, I remember years ago that man, I hit the wall, and that's just because I stopped opening my mail. Mm-hmm. And it was really I was going through a tough time, and I'd been through some loss in the family, and I said, forget it. Well, when you come home and your lights aren't on, you go, I guess I should open that. So it's really bad when I was able to pay it.
Right.
And I was just in denial. But it also gave me an opportunity to see how wonderful and supportive people can be in helping you along the way. Real quick before we go to a break, how about a success story? Can you give me a good 1-2 punch so we go out on a high note before we meet David Soul?
Yeah, absolutely. So at our event coming up, we're going to be able to share a lot of stories of impact. But we've seen a lot of challenges during the pandemic of, to your point, Steve, people needing help for maybe the first time ever. Mm-hmm. and not knowing where to turn. So the story I have to share today is about a single mother and her two teenagers. And she had one of her children who was developmentally mm-hmm. disabled, right? And they were homeless and living in a shelter because the mom lost her job very early on in the pandemic. And so what I want people to understand is our shelter partners are not just providing shelter. They're really working with the family to provide a full range of services and income supports and helping them, you know, kind of think through what are they eligible for, right? That family were eligible for more services for the son than they were receiving. So the shelter partners worked with them. They connected them to benefits, and they found them a 3-bedroom apartment that was perfect for their family. And so that's just one of so many examples, you know, where we saw people fall into financial hardship and financial crisis for the first time during the pandemic. And to your point, it happened to so many people. So yeah. Help is out there. And our programs are here to help you get what you need and get you connected.
Yeah, it's just it's a reality check when these things happen. But we certainly saw a lot of people step up to the plate, especially during COVID. All right, Joe, we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll come back with our Community Connections program. And we're going to get right into the world of homelessness, and going to introduce you to a very likable, very handsome guy. You see, we get away with all this on radio. Look at that. I mean, well, he was actually, I'm getting ready out back for a while. All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be back with Community Connections on WTIC News Talk 1080. It's so great to have people back in the studio again. This is Steve Parker, and I am here with Mauro Cook, who's the Senior Director of Marketing and Engagement of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut. And the guest that we're about to introduce is Dave Soll, who's the Client Executive Principal at Smith Brothers. And we're going to talk a little bit about how Smith Brothers stepped up to the table here, and they were ready to help out. How did you, Mauro, before we go to Dave, how did you connect with Smith Brothers? What was that? How did that all come together?
Yeah, so, you know, of course, we were just talking about the effects of the COVID-19 pandemic on families. And actually, just before the pandemic, Dave and two of his colleagues, Ed Kindlin of Cohn Resnick and Mark Vasington of First American Title Insurance Company, came to us at United Way with an idea. And they said, there's a great event happening with United Way up in Boston that's focused on bringing the commercial real estate and building industry together around homelessness. And we want to do that here in Hartford. And so we said, great. We know this is an area that needs more support. And little did we know a few months later, the impacts that the pandemic would bring to our partners, to families in the region. And so this group has been absolutely amazing. I'm so excited for you to meet Dave. They held their first event virtually last year, given the pandemic, and they have just rallied their industry in a way that is going to have such an impact on so many people. And so I'm so excited for you to hear from Dave and Smith Brothers, who is one of our more than 70 sponsors for this year's event.
Yeah, good morning, Dave. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for having us in the studio here, Steve. It's a pleasure. And I met Abby, your dog.
Isn't she amazing?
Yeah, she's great.
She's the driving force. If she didn't wake me up on Saturday mornings, there'd be no show. No, it's how long have you been with Smith Brothers?
25 years.
25 years.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Was there something specific, something that maybe that really maybe was personal for you that made you get involved with the United Way or you know, as far as, you know, your own your passion for doing these kind of things? Anything while you were growing up or anything that you got to see or something that may have stood out that said, yeah, that really you could relate to it?
Well, at Smith Brothers, we're really big on culture. And one of the things is helping others. That's our big purpose, helping others. And we do it with in our business, and we do it in the community as well. So and I was had a friend, a gentleman that had been a client locally here, Bob Samuels. And Bob, it always stuck with me. He divided his life into three parts. One part was one third was business, one third was family, and one third was charity. And so I've had some good fortune in not having illnesses or homelessness in my life. But I said, you know what, I got to commit myself to some charities. And that's what we've done here. When you mentioned the event up in Boston, Bob Samuel's son, Steve, was being honored up there at the breakfast. Yes, Steve is a developer, has transformed all of Fenway Park area and had been very successful. But he was the honoree. And when we came back, we talked to United Way and say, hey, can we do that down here? Because the real estate industry, although they have their association meetings, we really never came together as a group in a philanthropic way. Mm-hmm. And we saw a need and a cause in the community. So that's what we've done, is we pulled together, and it's been really the group we pulled together is we have property owners, developers, property managers, lenders, anybody that had anything to do with real estate has been a big part of this.
Yeah, you know, it is amazing when you get to see that that whole other side. And there's so many people that we got to see a whole display of tremendous of heart. And if there was anything that we all learned from COVID, I mean, a lot of that was, you know, there was still, you know, the political bickering back and forth and all that stuff. But everybody seemed to really step up to the plate and couldn't wait to do enough. This is so what's this event all about? I mean, that, you know, is what's going on with it? What happened up in Boston that made you want to do it here?
So really, I think to Dave's point, it's about bringing an industry together around a cause that's important. So for these folks in the commercial real estate industry, we are bringing all aspects, you know, of their work together, and we're rallying around a cause in homelessness. And I think what inspired the Boston event was a few things. One, the opportunity to get together, right, around something that was good and important. And two, the opportunity to honor someone for their commitment to the profession and to the community. And so I think something that's really special about this event is this year we have an amazing honoree, but we named this award for a person who is really important to the industry. And I'd love for Dave to tell you a little bit about Jeff Deagle.
Okay, why don't we do this? And because I want to give Dave full reign over here so he can take over the room. And I don't want to put any restraints on him. So what we'll do is we're going to we'll take a break for Danny, Danielle Doncel, who's going to be doing our news. And Sam will give us a quicker weather update because he knows we're booking right along. We try to get as much of the Community Connections program in as we possibly can. And then we'll continue our discussion with Dave Soll, our guest in studio with Smith Brothers. And also we have Maura Cook is here, and the driving force is Annie, who we don't talk about because Annie says, I want to be over here. Leave me away from it. But Annie does a lot of prep with me to get me ready for the show. So we make sure that we're ready to do that. And again, no matter what happens, no matter what you get out of this show, I always say it's very, very simple. No matter if you hit the skids, if things are really difficult, or you're just trying to get involved, whether you're ready to volunteer or you just want to reach out and ask for help and ask for direction. And that could be, it can be homelessness, it can be alcoholism, it can be drug abuse, it can be if you're thinking that maybe you're at the end of your rope or anything else, just start with 211. You just remember 211, you know, 411, remember that for information? Well, 211 gives you the information on how to keep moving forward through life, okay? So just if you get nothing else out of this show, remember 211. 211. All right, we're going to take a break for the 8 o'clock news. Danny's up next, then we'll be back with our Community Connections program on WTIC News Talk, 1080.
This is Community Connection, presented by the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut at WTIC News Talk 1080, because good things happen in communities that care.
Hey, we got 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on Saturday morning. Coming into the nice weather, and it's nice that it's going to get a little bit warmer, but then we see it's getting cold again. That's why it's so important to stay close to our homeless shelters and make sure that people are getting taken care of. So, but there's always a great way that you can get involved, and that's always by going to the United Way, go 211, say you want to volunteer, you want to help out, you want to bring your business into getting more involved with the United Way. You can do that, and that's why in the studio with us this morning, not only do we have Maura Cook, who's the Senior Director of Marketing and Engagement of the United Way of Central and Northeastern Connecticut, but she brought Dave Soll along, and Dave is the client executive principal at Smith Brothers, and we're talking about what the homeless situation has been in Hartford, and hopefully things will be getting a little bit better. But they've got a great event coming up with commercial real estate, and it's called Building Foundations, and this is going to be coming up on April 28th. So we wanted to talk to Dave if we could a little bit about Jeffrey Deagle. Jeffrey, I got it right.
Yeah.
But a little bit about Jeff, because the award is his award, and this is Jeff is. When did Jeff pass away?
About 3 years ago.
About 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And this award is named after him. So maybe can you tell us a little bit about Jeff?
Yeah, sure. You know, as Maura mentioned earlier, a key part of this event is the opportunity to recognize a person in the commercial real estate business that has also been active in helping out the community. So Jeff was a connector and with huge charisma. And not only did he connect real estate professionals with other real estate professionals, he took it one step further and connected them to the community and the community needs. And so when we sat around the table planning the event, we said, you know what? Who would bring this real estate community together? And we thought of Jeff, and always a big smile, always out there, big heart for causes. And one of his biggest causes was he was a founder of a school in a prep school in Hartford, Covenant Prep. And It's for inner city kids, grades 5 through 8, and just keeping them off the streets. But it was amazing, and the time that he spent, with forming this school. So Jeff was a very, very special, unique person that brought us all together. This is his legacy. This is, the award that we're naming after him year after year.
So every year it'll be named after Jeff.
Yes.
And now I understand this year we have it's really exciting to see who's going to be the recipient this year, because a lot of people don't understand. You see that big sign that says Laz Parking, and you're going, there's quite a story behind Laz Parking and behind that specific individual with Alan Lazowski. Oh gosh, it's just such a great story. And why don't you give us a little bit about that, if you could, more. Tell us a little bit about Alan, if you can.
Yeah, so this year's recipient of the Jeff Deagle Award is, as you said, Steve, Alan Lazowski. And to Dave's point, right, something that was really important to us is that our honoree embodies the characteristics that Jeff brought to the industry. And so last year at our event, when we were preparing, I interviewed a lot of people who were close to Jeff. And the one thing that stood out to me is that Jeff was everybody's best friend. He made everyone feel like they were his best friend. And I would say that Alan really takes that on himself. Alan is so connected to this community. He is the son of Holocaust survivors. And he has actually an amazing story that just ran in People magazine recently about his parents and their journey and what was involved in them getting to safety. And so that's really guided him in his life. And getting almost that second chance at life and the second chance that his family, got, and surviving and that duty that we have to give back. And so when I've spent time with Alan, he's talked at length about the importance of that. And he loves this industry and he loves Hartford. And he's done so much for this community in terms of its development. And so this is something that he really lives by and he carries with him, that you're not just, in business, right? You are a part of a community and we all have a responsibility to give back. And so he is involved in so many charities and organizations. And so we're honored that he wanted to be a part of our event. He was also a good colleague and friend of Jeff's. And so I know that receiving this means a lot to him. And we're just so excited to honor him and tell more of his story on April 28th when we gather in person for this event.
Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you. This is actually human to human. This
human to human.
Person to person. And it's going to be on April 28th. So tell us about the event itself.
So the event is being held at the Hartford Marriott downtown. We have tremendous sponsors, so I do want to give them a quick shout out. So, of course, Laz Parking is one of our presenting sponsors. We also have TCR, who has been a great supporter and stepped up, as well as Marshall Rubin, who is personally sponsoring this event to honor both his friend Jeff Deagle and Alan Lazowski. And then recently, we also had Lexington Partners step up at the presenting level. So we have a great circle of presenting sponsors. We have more than 70 sponsors committed to this event. It's going to be a huge networking event, an opportunity to celebrate Alan, celebrate Jeff, and celebrate the industry. So last year, in a virtual event, first time ever having it, this group raised more than $300,000. And they've surpassed that. We haven't even stepped into the Marriott this year, and they've already surpassed that. I mean, this group is amazing. They have power. They are connectors and they want to do good. And it's so inspiring to me, of all the groups I've worked with who are incredible. What this group has been able to do in such a short time is just admirable and inspiring to all of us.
Yeah, and Moore has just done a great job as a quarterback, herding all those cats in the real estate. And, while it started out with three of us, Ed Kindlin, Mark Vazenton, myself, the people we got involved have just given us booster shots and to just take it to the next level. You can add to the list, but we have Mike Riccio from CBRE.
Oh yeah.
We have Mark Duclos from Century Commercial. We have Brian Zellman and Nando from Cigna, and the list goes on and on in terms of, but the energy that they're creating in this drive and this rally to raise money for this is pretty special.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, you know, having grown up in that world, my dad ran WDRC radio, and I kind of grew up in that world of, you know, of getting people involved. And he was always about, you know, ideas were a dime a dozen. You know, he says, I can do ideas all day long. Not a problem. But it's getting the soldiers, it's getting the people to roll up their sleeves and really take action to make it happen. Because how many times people go, oh, gee, who's going to do that? Who's going to take responsibility? Who's going to steer it? But this sounds like it's going to be quite an event. And you mentioned that Jeff's wife is still involved. Did you say she's at the school or what?
Yeah, yeah. Jane's terrific. She's also at Covenant Prep as an art teacher. And I've been in the school and sponsoring some of the kids going through that school. And you look at their faces when they're in art class. That's their favorite class. Jane does a special, special job with them. So it's it's a great place to spend some time and see the development of the young kids.
I think it's awesome. Okay, you guys are going to hang around a few more minutes, and we're going to take a break, and then we can come back and just wrap up, because I know there's some great things coming up. And, Dave, if there's anything you want to add, and just I don't want to leave anything out here, but let's just take a break, and then we'll come back and talk about some things that are coming up, including some chocolate. Up next on WTIC News Talk, 1080. All right, and we are back, and it's 21 minutes past 8 o'clock on our Community Connections program. I'm Steve Parker, and we have Maura Cook in the studio with us, and also Dave Soul, and Dave is with Smith Brothers, and just this great real estate event that's coming up here. It's commercial real estate, and it's just great to see something like this that's just got such strong legs, even though everything we've gone through as far as the epidemic, and things are, you know, really moving forward quickly, and very strong event that's coming up. But Maura, maybe what about if people want to sponsor or get involved? I know it's coming up, you know, soon at the end of April, but April's volunteer month, so this is a perfect time. So how can people get more involved?
Yeah, so I will say, if you are a member of the commercial real estate and building industry and you are not already coming, you don't want to miss this. Everybody will be there, so make sure that you are too. You can find out more about the event or make a donation in honor of Alan or Jeff at our website, unitedwayinc.org /building foundations. There's also a slider right at the top of our homepage. If you want to click on that, it will give you all of the information that you need about this year's event.
All right, so let's talk about now. We've got the annual meeting is coming up at the end of this month, so it's just a few days, so I won't have a chance to get together with you then. So tell us about what's going on with the annual meeting.
Yes, so this year we are again holding our annual meeting virtually. It's at noontime on March 30th, and we are going to highlight and celebrate the great work that we've done together. So Building Foundations, right, is now our biggest fundraiser. You'll hear about our Women United group, our Emerging Leader Society, the outcomes that we've achieved with the support of all of our donors and corporations. And we have a lot to celebrate. We'll also elect our board of directors, and we have some important votes coming up. So anyone who's a donor can vote at the annual meeting. So I hope folks will tune in and be a part of that this year.
And we have a very special, I noticed by looking through my notes, that you're recognizing the Upper Albany Neighborhood Collaborative. And this is the Community Service Award. And this is in honor of Frederick G. Adams. This sounds familiar. I think we may have done something in the studio about this before. And what can you say about him?
Yeah. So last month we talked about taxes. So our Upper Albany Neighborhood Collaborative is a group that has been our number one producing site in the Hartford region for years. And they just do so much more in their neighborhood. So the Community Service Award is United Way's highest volunteer honor. We're so proud to give that to Upper Albany this year. And Dr. Adams is a former board member and leadership volunteer. He had a tremendous history here in our region of giving back, of creating access for resources. And so at our annual meeting, you'll hear a lot more about him and about the group from Upper Albany, in addition to some of the business and the celebration of our impact. So really looking forward to that event. And you can tune in right from home. Go to our website, RSVP, free event. We just want people to come and celebrate with us.
That's awesome. Now, the biggie that I've been talking about, I mean, they're all biggies, but, you know, this is really something sweet. The Red, White, and Chocolate, which is presented by Sun Life. What is the this is tied in with Women's United. course, yes. Women get all the chocolate. You don't hear about the AFL-CIO getting together for chocolate, you know? So tell us about that.
So this is a great event. We usually hold this event at the end of January, right? So we had to postpone a little bit due to the pandemic, but this is an in-person event as well, happening at the Delamar Hotel in West Hartford. Again, networking, chocolate tastings, wine tastings, cheese, you know, anything that you could want. It's a great event. We are going to have actually a spring sale on tickets. So coming up this week, it'll be 10% off on tickets to Red, White, and Chocolate. But this raises funds for economic mobility programs. It's a really fun event put on by our Women United group and sponsored by Sun Life. So have fun and support a great cause of helping people become financially secure. What's better than that?
A lot of great stuff coming up. As I mentioned earlier, Dave Soll is in the studio with us, and he's the client executive principal at Smith Brothers. Maybe, Dave, before I let you go, maybe just a quick elevator speech as to why you would encourage other, whether it's commercial or real estate or other organizations, to get involved with the United Way.
Sure. It's United Way is a good way to get back into the community. If you can't do it on your own, they can guide you through to special purposes. So with people like Maura, who can coordinate discussions and meetings and tell us what's coming up, we're happy to get involved and support in any way we can.
Yeah, it's just so great to see so many organizations coming together like that, especially, it can be brutal out there. But I've gone to some of the different gatherings of the different real estate groups and stuff. And, you know, what a lot of people really forget, whether it's commercial or whether it's residential, and I've always said this, the property is secondary to who you're dealing with. The property is secondary to the agent. I always get a kick out of somebody who's telling me how great this 3-bedroom ranch is or something. But if I don't know the person who's telling me about the house, I always say, if you have the right agent, they'll find the right commercial property for you or the right residential, right?
Yeah. And I'll tell you, Moore's biggest challenge right now is how to fit all the people into the facility for the event, because we have over 500 people. It's the who's who of real estate is going to be there, and Yeah, it's a good problem to have, right?
Yeah, and it is one of these things that you will be noticed if you're not there. It is the thing to be at. And if you're a player at all, or a player that somebody wants to be a player, that's the thing to be at, right?
Absolutely.
All right. If people want more information about that event, any other events, any other thing the United Way is involved in. Wait a minute. I forgot one thing about April. Hang on. I only do this because it's the end of the show. Let's see. Is there something going on with reading? Am I right? No.
National.
It's what?
National Volunteer Month.
Oh, National Volunteer Month. Okay, good. I'm just scared. So I covered all that, right? Okay, yes? National
We're
Volunteer.
Great. Yeah, April's National Volunteer Month. If you want to volunteer, go to our website. God. We have lots of ways.
Well, Annie sends me all this stuff, and I'm looking through it going, man, I hope I got everything covered. Let's see. Okay, good. And that's all happening during National Volunteer Month.
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Let's see. That was what I got thrown off with the literacy kits. Okay. That was what I was looking at. In April, they're going to be hosting literacy kit builds at their office Friday afternoons to help build children's home libraries. Is that right? Okay, good. I hope I got that right. I just see there's so many. Annie, you do a great job. And then Annie,
and Steve, you're good.
No. Yes, you are. Joe, you're good. Yeah. Carol, and of course, you couldn't forget over there. Are you there? Yeah, Danielle Donsell with our news is up next. And Money Wisdom's coming up after that. Special thanks to Sam Perry and our in-studio guest again from the United Way, Maura Cook, and Dave Soll from Smith Brothers. It's just so many good things going on. But no matter what happens, remember, just go to 211. Starts with 211. They can tell you where to go from there. Tell them what the problem is. You'll never stump them at 211. All right. Let's see now. 1, 2, 3. Okay. I think we're all set to go. Anything you want to add before we go? You good?
No,
all set?
Great to see you.
No,
anything?
Thank you. This has been terrific.
Good. Yeah. All right. I'd like to make sure we have them all covered. It is so great to have you back in the studio again. It's just... It's like things are starting, I don't know, it feels like the normal is no longer just the new normal. Normal is becoming normal again, which is really, really cool. All right, we got to get out of here. Let's say goodbye. And
baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long.
Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.